Good morning, everybody. I have somebody on the line with me today that you are going to want to hear from. I'm speaking with Chris Felder. He's with one of the most beloved institutions here, become an institution here in the Nashville area, which is the Turnip Truck Natural Foods Market, and they're going to be celebrating their 10th anniversary. I guess it's going on all year, but they've got a big celebration coming up in a couple of weeks, and so we're going to hear about it. Chris, it's great to have you with me this morning.
Oh, thanks, Barbara. I appreciate it. What a flattering introduction for the store. That's a store, but it's really nice to hear from somebody else.
Well, you know, as everybody knows, I'm still sort of a relative newcomer here to the area, but you can't really ignore the fact that the Turnip Truck has made a very large impact in the concept of healthy eating and natural foods markets in the area. And 10 years, you guys started in a pretty tough economy and have managed to keep yourselves going and have even grown the business quite a bit. And so congratulations on that. That's just a huge success.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, we did. We started in not only a tough economy, but what investors considered a tough location. And we, of course, believed in East Nashville just as much as anyone today does. But at the time, in 2001, when we opened the store, that really wasn't the case. It was seen as a less than desirable commercial location. And so we took really several chances in one, and so glad that we stuck by it. It's the East Nashville people that kept us afloat throughout the years, and especially the early years when it was it was a struggle for us. But we stuck with it, and the East Nashville folks stuck with us, and we made it. And yes, absolutely, we're so proud and excited to say that, you know, 10 years later, here we are.
Going strong.
Natural. Yeah, going strong.
Well, you know, talk a little bit about sort of how the Turnip Truck got started, because, you know, as we've been talking, 10 years ago, this was a really unknown concept in the area. In other parts of the country, like where I'm from, natural foods markets have been around for decades. But here, it was pretty revolutionary at the time. So what led you guys to come up with the concept and have the vision to move it forward?
Well, I'll tell you, there had been a natural food store, really a long-standing, long-term natural food store here in West Nashville called Sunshine Grocery. That was a small independent store, and that was subsequently bought out by Wild Oats, which became Whole Foods. And John Dyke, who was the owner of the Turnip Truck, started going to that store when he moved to Nashville here in the early 90s to take care of, he had sinus problems that he developed when he got your allergies.
Yeah.
And he, of course, grew up on a farm, and he, you know, grew up eating all natural, as many of us did, because that's all the only alternative we had really then. But he started going for help with his allergies, and sort of became addicted, I think, to the philosophy and to the product and to the, you know, the lifestyle and everything, and just sort of had this vision for opening a store in East Nashville that was like the then Sunshine Grocery, which is now, of course, gone, and but with a focus on local, which really at that point in 2001 hadn't hit Nashville as much as it had other parts of the country. There wasn't an awareness of it. He had the vision for it. We wrote that into the business plan. It was a common theme throughout the business plan that we would support local, and we did. From the very beginning, we supported local vendors, farmers, and specialty items, and providers of specialty items, and dairy, and produce, everything. And the only thing that's changed, really, is that now, here in Nashville, local's a huge push. And so, for us, it's become easier and easier because we have more and more relations with local vendors than we did then. We're supplied by almost 50 local vendors. We have 48 actual local vendors now that when you come into the store and you buy something from us, chances are some of that product the revenue may go back to the vendor there. And so we're proud that we, not that we started the local movement here, but we were one of the beginning, one of the pioneers here, and so I'm really proud of that.
That's fabulous. I'm speaking with Chris Felder. He's been with the Turnip Truck Natural Foods Market since the beginning, and we're talking about their 10th anniversary. They have a celebration coming up in a few weeks, which we'll hear about. It really is impressive, Chris, that you have helped to foster more of this local marketing here. And of course, as we all know, in a in an economy such as the one that we've been struggling through, really local small independent businesses are kind of becoming the backbone of our economy. You can't rely a lot on big corporate America to rescue us anymore. We're too busy rescuing them. So talk a little bit about some of the vendors that you guys use and how that's really helped drive this movement in our neighborhood here.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's my perspective really is East Nashville since we've been here for 10 years. And I can tell you, our customers from day one, when we had this push for local, they bought into it completely, hook, line, and sinker. And it has been the backbone. I feel the backbone of our business. We started a farmer's market, as a matter of fact, six, 7 years ago, where we invited all of our local vendors to come and set up in the lawn around the Turner truck. Free of charge. They set up their tents there. They sold directly to our customers. We didn't take a percentage of that, and we didn't charge them anything. That was what we saw as part of just giving back to the local vendors, because it really, that really was important to us. That wasn't just written into the business plan as a talking point. That was an important part of the strategy for our business, is that we wanted to support local. And so, you know, that farmers market has now moved to a larger location, that's more conducive to traffic flow and parking and that sort of thing. But that's one of the things that we started early on. And as far as the local, you know, the economy and everything, that is so, I totally agree, Barbara. We've bought into that from day one, that, you know, if you can support your local economy, that's going to make things a lot easier for everybody. And I can say that in this economic downturn that we find ourselves in right now, the turnip truck can't single-handedly save Nashville from this downturn in the economy. But I can tell you that we can try. And we now employ, or proud to employ, 70 people between both stores. We buy from 48 local vendors. All of our produce is local. When in season, of course, we'll never be able to buy citrus or bananas, things like that. But the things that we can, we buy locally. So we really do our part to support the local economy. We are involved in lots of charity events and sponsorships, and we've done stuff for the YMCA and other local nonprofits. And so local is for us is a very important concept. Whenever you buy anything from the Turner truck, you know two things. You know, one, that you're not going to find any chemicals. You'll never walk in our store and read a label and read something that you can't pronounce on the label. And the other thing is that anytime you buy something from us, a portion of that profit is never going to leave Nashville and go somewhere else to another city. It's going to stay here in the community.
That's fabulous. And you talk a little bit about some of the things that you do on the education front, because we were talking earlier about the sort of how the natural foods movement has really helped to raise awareness about healthy eating in communities, and talk a little bit about the affordability of what you have, because I think there's a really huge misconception that healthy eating equals expensive eating, and that's not necessarily the case, and you guys have really worked very hard to educate the public on that issue.
Well, we've worked hard not only to educate them, but to stand beside the fact that we, you know, we work hard to keep our prices down. Obviously, we can't compete with some of the large supermarkets that buy in bulk around the country, and they buy, you know, in bulk through multiple states. We'll never be able to do that, but we work to keep our margins low, as low as we can keep them and stay in business. And yes, we do, absolutely. We've done proactive education for lower-income communities here in Nashville through some of the local nonprofits to, you know, educate them on the fact that we have over 110 bulk items. And if you want, you know, a cup of beans or salt or sugar or whatever, you can come in and you can spend 25 cents and buy what you want. You don't have to buy a whole package of anything.
Right.
So in that respect, you can. You really can. There are things that you can do cheaper than you can in a conventional supermarket. Obviously, some of the things like the local meats, the grass-fed beef and some of the dairy, some of the price points might be higher than that of some of the supermarkets. You know, that's just the nature of the business, but there's a trade-off there. You know, and I think the trade-off is that if you support the local, you can help keep those prices down.
Absolutely. I'm speaking with Chris Felder. He's with the Turnip Truck Natural Foods Market, and we're talking about their 10 years of success in business and bringing the locally owned local businesses and local vendors to their market. Talk a little bit about the celebration you guys have coming up. It's on, I understand it's on Saturday, October 29th, so it's right before Halloween, and it sounds like it's going to be quite a party.
Yep, it's Saturday, October 29th from 11 to 4. We are at 970 Woodland Street in East Nashville, which is on the corner of South 10th and Woodland Street. And it's just going to be an outdoor event, sort of a celebration, not only of the business, but of our customers. You know, we're there because of the customers. And so we're going to have, a little petting zoo provided by one of the local farmers there for some of their animals there. Face painting for the kids. We'll have some music provided by some of our employees because in Nashville.
Oh, everyone's a musician.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Many of our employees are musicians or, on the side. And so they're going to do some, play some tunes for us. We'll have a grilling station there where we give out samples of some of our meats and grilled vegetables. And it's just going to be a celebration, really, for a few hours there outside the store and inside the store. We're going to have, so far, I think maybe 15 of our local vendors will be there to get to sample out their products and to make people familiar with their products, customers who might not be familiar with them. So it's going to be a celebration, not just of the store, but of the community and the people that support us.
Yeah, and what a great opportunity if somebody who's listening has never visited your store or even visited East Nashville. It's really a unique neighborhood, and this is a great way to get out there and see it and enjoy some of the other things. It's just a really walkable area. It's really fun to walk up and down and check out some of the other things that are there, because there's a lot going on in East Nashville these days, huh?
There's a lot going on, Barbara, and what people don't realize, it's funny, I shouldn't say people, some people don't realize, it's almost like between West Nashville and East Nashville, where the river is, there's a dividing line, and some people just don't cross. Mm. They don't realize that truthfully, from the Turnip Truck, well, I'll tell you this, from the Turnip Truck, the other night, I walked to downtown, and it took me maybe 15 minutes to do that, to walk across the bridge from the Turnip Truck.
Wow.
On foot. So from downtown, from LP or the LP Field there, from the courthouse, we're live on the green. We're going to be in live on the green tonight, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 15-minute walk. It's right, and of course, by car, it's 5 minutes. So East Nashville it's a happening area. It really is.
It is.
And we're in the middle of it. It's such a vibrant, growing community, and we're really accessible from downtown, from West Nashville, from the 40 Loop there, from all over Nashville, we're really accessible.
That's fabulous. And real quick, before we go, tell us, I want to make sure everybody knows about your website, because I've been on it, and it is marvelous. There are so many wonderful tools on there that people can learn about, healthy recipes, healthy eating, all kinds of shopping tips. It's not all about what's going on in the market. You've got a page on alternative medicine, and you've got just all kinds of fun stuff. So how can people get some more information and peruse your website?
One of the things that we do, I feel really well, is we communicate with our customers directly one-on-one through our online tools. One is our website, our Facebook pages, which is facebook.com/theturniptrucknaturalmarket. And our website is theturniptruck.com. And then through Twitter, the best form of communication I've found is through our online tools like the website, our email blast, and our Facebook page.
Yeah, they're fabulous, and it's so colorful and fun to look at. So if you, just as a starting point, go to theturniptruck.com. And, of course, right on their homepage is information about the 10th anniversary party coming up on October 29th. Chris, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you. I've been speaking with Chris Felder. He's with the Turnip Truck Natural Market in East Nashville. And, of course, now they have a new store open in the Gulch. So go to theturniptruck.com and check out everything they have to offer and put October 29th down on your calendar. Go out there, visit the Turnip Truck, and enjoy their 10th anniversary celebration. It's such a pleasure to talk to you, Chris.
Thank you, Barbara. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.